I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Popped him up! Gunnar Henderson backpedals, calls, and makes the catch! The Orioles penetrate the Fenway Fortress.
Sagano's great. You know, I think his 85 pitches, we were kind of going back and forth on whether to send him back out for the sixth inning. He's on 4 days rest, his regular rest. It's been a long season. We kind of liked what he did right there. You had the lefties up, you know, so we made the move with Ake and it worked out. You know, that inning got away from Cade a little bit. You know, Enrico comes in, bases loaded right there. He was fine. When he came in the game, got on the mound, he's fine. And to punch out three guys in that spot, it's really impressive. Now, we're just trying to play good baseball. I'm not so sure that's kind of where our mind is. We dug ourselves a really deep hole. I think we're really proud that over the last 3 months of the season, we have one of the better records in the game, as you look, all 30 teams. So we'll keep playing good. We'll kind of see where this thing goes. And, you know, who knows? Just kind of as that thing set up and how we use it with ends being down tonight, he wasn't available. Kind of landed on Geraldo and, you know, unfortunately kind of walked that first guy. Probably would have loved to see him use his fastball more against Rami Gonzalez for the leadoff hitter. And
Tony Manzolino talking about navigating his bullpen as of late. And if you look at the Orioles, now 10 games over 500 since May 24th, second game of that doubleheader against the Boston Red Sox. First start of the year for Trevor Rogers. Bullpen's a problema. Keegan Aiken trying to close. Couldn't get it done. Yennier Cano made things interesting last night, to say the least. Got out of it. Geraldo, couldn't throw strikes. Gave up a home run. Battled through. But Rico Garcia, holy mackerel. He comes in, strikes out the heart of the Red Sox lineup. Mix of pitches, you've got sweepers, you've got changeups, you got fastballs pumping in. When you thought the Orioles were done, and I did, after Kate Stroud struggled, Rico Garcia came in, and you thought saved the game. And then we talk about Geraldo's problems. Cano got through it, but then the Orioles, Samuel Bassaia, not in the starting lineup last night, which I'm assuming was pre-planned. However, Nolan, get in here. When Adley Rutschman was scratched late, Walker Buehler's a right-handed pitcher. Adley gets right side discomfort. We'll talk about it later in the show. I'd have figured the first guy you pop in there, Samuel Bassaia. Instead, it was Alex Jackson. Got his bat broke a couple of times, but whatever. But Masaya was around, however, for the 11th inning. And dug one out of the dirt, which was a dribbler, which allowed the run to score from third. I don't want to criticize the lineup too much. Because no Rutschman, no Westberg walking around with a limp. But, you know, Masaya's here. You're there. Your catcher just went down. Why not? So as we saw the lineup unfold, not really knowing the circumstances yet with Adley, but, you know, I would figure, hey, what the hell? If the kids want a heater, bring him in there and let him do his thing.
Well, we know why they did it. You know, it's all trying to get under that at-bat threshold or plate appearance threshold to maintain the rookie status. You know, Mancelino's not going to come out and say that. Don't expect him to. But that's the reason. You know, you're talking about getting a guy rest before the game. You know, he played back-to-back games, blah, blah, blah. You got an off day today. Can't be talking about, you know, a day of rest when you got an off day coming up. So we all know, reading between the lines, what it was about. But it's going to become even more awkward that, let's say, Adley Rutschman needs to miss a week's worth of games, 5 to 7 games, something like that. You know, it's pretty obvious that Basayo is the best, next best catcher on the team, and that in theory he should play behind the plate every day or close to it. But it's not going to happen because they're going to try to maintain that at-bats threshold. It's what they did last night, and it's going to be a tough look with Adley not in there.
You're not making the playoffs. Just play him for as long as you can. And then you want to shut down that threshold, so be it. They're 8.5 out of the wild card. They passed the Twins last night, by the way, in the standings there. Let this guy get all the rakes in he possibly can. Got the Astros coming up. They're already promoting the big Beavers and Bassaia are coming home thing. So let him play as long as he can play, and then we'll understand the business decisions as you reach that point in time in regard.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.